or might not be. So it's essentially they're going to be punished for something someone might do down the road.
That's actually a very interesting concept to bring up, just because, I mean, there's people who are pet owners. Me, personally, I have a dog. I love my dog to death. I take care of him as, you know, as any owner should. However, there are dog owners that don't, so I find it very odd that that is the motive that they are using on this issue. Is there anything else you feel you might want to add on this?
I mean, yeah, there's a lot I could add, but I just think that, like you said, they're choosing to focus. I think it's really sad and actually shameful that they're choosing to focus on well taken care of pets that are loved and live inside their home when you have dogs left out on chains without proper shelter, you know, that have received no affection. I'd say it's probably safe to say they don't have a spay or neuter ordinance in the city. So rather than focusing on animals that aren't taken care of, they're choosing to focus on animals who are very well taken care of and not bothering anyone. I think my sister's being singled out. I mean, it's safe to say there's other ordinances being broken in town. I'm sure people have more than the allowed number of dogs or more than the allowed number of cats. But as long as they're not bothering anybody, no one cares. So why is my sister being singled out?
It's very interesting considering the fact that, you told me that with the people in the neighborhood, they didn't even know those pets were even there. So they're definitely not bothering anybody.
No. Yeah. And that's in the Effingham Daily News. That reporter reported that. So, I mean, it's on record that he went around. He did say the people at the adjacent houses weren't home. Mm-hmm. But he said in the article, he said he himself never could not notice any odor. And all the other neighbors he did speak to said they were completely unaware that there was even pigs around.
Right. Interesting. So something that does kind of pique my interest. Let's say they were allowed to keep them, but instead of keeping them in home, they had to make something in, like, their backyard. Would that be an option?
I'm sure they would, but I don't think the issue's in their home. I'm not sure that would even be a solution to the city. I think that would be more of an issue. People actually, in my opinion, I think someone might complain more if there's pigs outside bothering other people, you know?
That's understandable. All right, well,
but yeah, you. They're going to do whatever they can to keep their pets. They consider them family members. Like, if they don't want to pack up and move, but if they have to, you know, they have to. And I want to point out, too, that pigs are more intelligent than dogs. They're the most intelligent domesticated animal. They form deep bonds with people. They're affectionate. And pigs are so sensitive that when they're separated from their homes and families, there's been pigs known to literally grieve themselves to death. It's very traumatic for them. And all that was explained to the city administrator when he came over to talk. You know, I was there that day, so I witnessed it firsthand. All that was told to him, and they've just shown a complete lack of any compassion or empathy towards animals whatsoever. They know they're not hurting anybody, and I think at this point they're just being stubborn. You know, my sister and brother-in-law are more than willing, like, if there's a particular issue that they want to point out that they need to work on, they'd be more than happy to do that. That's been the initial stance all along. Well, let's work together to see what we can do to find a solution. Mark Ayers, the Illinois director of the Humane Society, he drafted an ordinance for them that was, they just adopted it in Joliet for the exact same situation. A family had potbelly pigs, and rather than separate, you know, them from their family and cause the emotional turmoil, they adopted an ordinance that allowed for responsible ownership. The ordinance provides that you have to have them spayed, you have to have them vaccinated, you know, they can't be out running at large.
Right.
So the city they had it basically spoon-fed to them. The Humane Society gave them the exact language they would need that would allow for responsible ownership, and they just, rather than adopt it, they just totally rejected it.
Right. Well, I know that the city council meeting is going to be coming up for this month. I'm not sure if it's already happened yet or not. I do not believe so. With this petition, are you planning on taking it to city council?
Yeah, I mean, once we get so many signatures, yeah, I think the way it works is you present the petition in the form of a letter to the city council, and then, I mean, that's the ultimate goal, to convince them that, you know, pigs are no different, pet pigs are no different than dogs or cats. Like,
right.
You can, somebody can complain about anything. You could have one dog in your yard, and if they poop in your neighbor's yard one time, they can complain about that. Is that dog going to be banned from the city then? I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand why they're being singled out. It's just an outdated, archaic law. Those laws like that were designed, you know, to keep people from raising hogs in their yard, which is completely understandable. But this is not even close to that same situation.
Right.
Pigs are cleaner than dogs. Pigs
oh,
are cleaner than dogs.
Well, I really do hope that you guys find a solution to this. With you heading down to city council, I am very much looking forward to seeing what the city council does. Hopefully they do
choose to
change some things, and maybe hopefully in the long run we'll see some change. So thank you so much for talking to me today, Julie. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, with Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres.